Hi, everybody. I'm taking stock today. I've been busy in many ways, and as you know, dealing with the death of my dear dog. Happy to be as well as I am. My wife and I are close. Physically, I'm fit. And I have been punctual in getting you these podcasts. I want to do a summary for a minute of where I am and where I'm going and what I intend to do with and for you. My basic premise is this. I am doing enormously well with my Parkinson's disease. Dr. Norman Doidge has considered me one of the most outstanding examples of somebody using neuroplastic change. It's nearly 10 years since my first non-motor symptoms, 7 years since my first motor symptoms. I don't take any medication. And if anything, I'm significantly better today than I was prior to my diagnosis. And I attribute that to the holistic program. I've outlined this before, but there are four steps to it. Number one is adjusting the mindset. Number two is exercise. It takes three forms. That it has three objectives. One is cardiovascular, one is strength, and then one is moving in a way that induces neuroplastic rewiring, and that's particularly through the exercise that I call mindful swift walking. The third is yoga, and it wouldn't just be yoga, it could be Qigong, might be Tai Chi, but the critical thing here is that you become mindfully aware, second by second, of where every part of your body is in space. That means you reconnect with your proprioceptors that Parkinson's gets in the way of. So it's yoga or Tai Chi. I like yoga a lot. Good instructors. And then finally, I believe that giving of yourself to another cause is one of the most rewarding things that we can do in our lives. And I think that sometimes people with Parkinson's get a little bit inner-focused and don't provide for themselves those opportunities to feel very good about doing positive things for other people. My intention is to reach as wide an audience as I can on a regular basis because I know that there is a hunger in the Parkinson community for optimistic thoughts, opinions, that are grounded in a reality that we can all access. I did post recently on several of the Parkinson's disease closed groups on Facebook. I posted a series of statements that would be characteristic of somebody who has not adjusted their attitude, adjusted their mindset. While several people understood what it was, a few people thought that I was really advocating that, which is as completely far from the case as could be. Mindset adjustment is not as simple as we might believe. Mindset adjustment, as I see it, requires the intensity of taking a college class. I think people are kind of used to reading a book and saying that's good, that's bad, picking up, putting it down. To initiate a change in mindset, I think it requires reading several things about mindset and about the mind, and then starting to practice a number of things as well. And I'm going to be setting up this type of a program on my website for people to do. It's going to be something like reprogramming your mindset. Now, I am going to get back to more regular podcasting again. I know I've been kind of hit and miss here the last week or two, but I'm going to get going and do my best. And so while I'm thoughtful today, it does not mean that I am not up. It does not mean that I am not hopeful. It means that I am standing up, dusting the dust off my shirt, and getting myself ready, stretching a little bit, and going to go out and run like the devil. No, not like the devil. I don't want to run like the devil. I want to run like the cheetah. Yeah, let's all think of ourselves as cheetahs. Bye.